Our words that we share today are words of thanks. Words of thanks to our Heavenly Father. As we go about our daily life, we're called to remember exactly what it is that He's done in our life. So I invite you to hear these words from the psalmist in Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. This is a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, coming into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And as I read that psalm, and I think about the word that the Lord would have us to hear, I mean, there are just so many messages there about thanksgiving. But not only thanksgiving, I find a message of hope, because we know that the Lord is God. I mean, how more bold of a statement can you make than to say, know that the Lord is God. Be still and know the Lord. Be still. Let God be God. We are not God. We can't do it ourselves. It's not about us. It's not about something that we've done or what we've accomplished. It's about what our God, the God, has done in our lives. And simply knowing that He is God, we are His, He made us, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. So not only do I get a message of being thankful, I get a message of hope. I'm like, wow, my God, the God that created all things, all people, I am His, and I am in His pasture. He's my shepherd, and He looks over me. He takes care of me. And I should be thankful for those things that He's done in my life. So I should enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I should worship Him with gladness. Worship Him with praise and with singing. And I know that His love endures forever. And by forever, it's without end and it's unconditional. And it's not only for me, but it's for all people. It endures from generation to generation to generation. So as I hear these words from the psalmist about the thanks that we share and what our God does for us, I'm reminded that we need to be a thankful people, probably more so than what we are. We're real quick to ask for things at times, maybe a little bit slower to thank, be thankful for things. I think the word thank you is still a viable word. I think it's still used with great frequency. But I don't know that it's used as much as it probably needs to be used. And by what I mean by that is that how often do we simply stop and look up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this memory. Thank you for whatever it is. A card that you got. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, okay, well, maybe it was Bill that sent me the card, but God caused Bill to send that card at you that spoke to you at that very point in time. So, yeah, we're thankful to Bill, but we're also thankful to God for causing that to happen. So before our feet hit the floor in the morning, before they leave the floor at night to get into that bed, let us simply give thanks to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Give thanks to Him. The Lord is good. And we are called to live in thanksgiving. As we enter His courts, we enter His courts with praise. We are called to live in a thanksgiving. But the scripture that we have before us this morning, it calls the whole world into the presence of God with praise and thanksgiving. And it is right for us to be thankful for our Lord, because He created it all. And He sustains it all. And when we think about what it, I guess it implies to be thankful, it requires that we have knowledge that we've received something. Because if you think about it, we give a kid a piece of candy, the kid says thank you. The kid acknowledges they received the candy, and so they're doing that by saying thank you. But at the level that I'm talking about this morning, it's not only acknowledging that we've received something, but it's acknowledging that we have received something that we're undeserving of. I mean, really, how many of us can sit here today, or anybody in this world, and say that we are worthy of God's grace and His mercy? Think about it. We know what our forefathers have done. We know what we've done, where we've taken those missteps. Think about the obedience that we have shown to our Heavenly Father as His children. But we deserve His grace and His mercy. And I think we all fall short of that mark. But He still loves us. He still offers that grace. He still offers that mercy. He's still with us no matter what. So living in thanksgiving requires us to acknowledge that we've received something. That's something that we sometimes don't deserve. And it helps. Living in thanksgiving means that we recognize the need to give thanks, to offer up praise to our awesome God who made these things happen in our life. And also it's important for us to offer up that praise to our amazing God who works beyond what we're capable of doing here on this earth. We can't make people well. We can't make problems go away, but it's our God who does that. And He's not bound by the limitations of humanity. He's not bound by the limitations of being immortal. He's not bound by the social and economical standards and all that, norms that have been established in society, because He is God. So take just a minute, I would encourage you to do. Take just a minute and reflect into your own lives. What is it that you're thankful for? What is it that you're thankful for? And above all else, where are those places in your life in which you are the absolute most thankful because you know what happened that got you through it was far beyond your capability, and you woke up and you saw God at work and you said, this is not a me thing, this is not something I do, this is not something that nobody else done. This was God, because there's no other way that this could happen. That's the type of love that our Heavenly Father shares for us. Is that He works beyond those limitations. He works beyond those limitations, reveals Himself in those places. Now the problem, though, is a lot of times we're too busy trying to do it ourselves that we don't see it. Be still and know that God is God. Know that the Lord is God. Listen. Watch. Expect a response. But if we continue to run around trying it our way, we might be too busy to hear and see where our Lord is speaking to us. There's so many things in our lives that we take for granted. Or we fail to recognize them as blessings. And in doing so, we fail to glorify God. So sometimes we need to slow down and look for those places. I mean, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Everybody that's here has accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. We acknowledge God as our Creator. So if we say that God's not going to answer our prayers, where is that relationship? How strong is that relationship? If we say that God has forsaken us, or we don't expect an answer, or we don't slow down and say, okay, God, I'm turning it over to You, and then wait for Him to respond, then where's that relationship? We have to trust. Because God is God. He's bigger than any of these things. I also ask you to do this. I said, think about those places where you're most thankful, but also think about those places in your life. And this can be your homework this week. Think about those places in your life where you may have not said thank you enough. Maybe a time in which you wish you had said thank you. Or a blessing that you received that you didn't realize it was a blessing at the time, but now you do. Is it time to go back and say thank you to your Heavenly Father? Is it time to go back and say thanks to a friend or a family member? As I shared with the children this morning, those are powerful words. Saying thank you is an affirmation that you have acknowledged that you've received something that probably you didn't deserve, and you received it because somebody loved you enough to offer it up. We know that God is in control, and through Him all things are possible. We know His works are great. We're thankful for Him. We're thankful for His Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for our friends, our family, our health, our healing. We're thankful for the food on our table. We're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that we have this body of Christ around us that we're walking this journey of life with. So we know that we're not alone. We know our Heavenly Father promised to never leave us or forsake us. But we also know that we walk with others who will stand with us in the challenges that we face. We have received blessings. We have been a blessed people. But we've also been blessed with spiritual gifts. We've been blessed with opportunities to help others. And we've been blessed with opportunities to simply be an active presence. It's not always about the size of the act that we carry out, but rather the intent of the act. Showing from the heart that we're willing to be committed to offering help to another person. We remember the story of the older lady that had offered up pennies as an offering to Jesus Christ. And people smirked at the offering and said, "Really?" And Jesus said, "No, everybody needs to be like this because she gave what she had." And brothers and sisters, that's what we have in our heart, to give what we have to the honor and glory of God. Whether it be the prayers that we offer for another, whether it be financial support, whether it be simply sitting and listening and loving. And the reason this comes up with a topic of thanksgiving is because when I say those things, I bet at some point you have been the recipient of that exact thing. Of somebody who just simply sat to listen. A person who didn't have much but offered something up for you. Or somebody that did just a small random act of kindness. And if we didn't say thank you, then I invite you to say that thank you in your hearts today, and to say thank you to our Heavenly Father for moving that person in that direction to help you and to be that presence of Christian love here on this earth. So being a thankful people is really about, I guess, a lifestyle, if you will. Being thankful in all that we receive, being thankful in all that we do, is really about a lifestyle that we adopt in our hearts. And it's also about a trust in knowing that our God will provide. Though it may be hard at times to see, I guess, a light at the end of the tunnel or a hope because our situation might be bad. But in the end, we're going to be thankful because something will happen to bring us to the point that we need to be. And I guess one of the things that I hold on to when I think about Thanksgiving is that we don't need to be just thankful for the obvious. Okay, we get a check in the mail for $100 for whatever the case is. A refund you're not expecting, like, "Wow, thank you." Or we get healed from a serious illness. "Wow, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I mean, that was bad. I mean, thank you for letting me be in remission," or whatever the case is. But be thankful for those little moments as well. The memories that you have with your families. Be thankful for the traffic delay. And I know that's hard, but be thankful for that traffic delay that might keep you out of a wreck down the road. Be thankful of oversleeping to where you spend a few more minutes with your family. Now you might have to deal with your boss, but there are those things there. That if we just, and that's where I come back and say that being thankful is about a lifestyle. Look for those positive moments. What is it that you're supposed to experience? What is it that you're supposed to be feeling? And be thankful for the little things and those big things. And be thankful for all things. And acknowledge that God is the creator of all good things, the sustainer of life, that He's going to take care of us. We're not going to be without worry, so we might as well forget about that. I mean, we can say, cast our cares to the Lord. And that's a life that we live, and that's where we want to be. But realistically, we're still going to hold on to some of it. But let us be thankful to our Heavenly Father, because even if we worry, He's still with us, and He's still in control. And just look around at all your brothers and sisters in here. I mean, you've got a lot of people around you that will walk a journey with you. And that's what we had to be thankful for. So I challenge you today to continue to be a thankful people, to remember that covenant that we made with our Heavenly Father, the vows that we accepted at our baptism, the things that we share at Holy Communion, all of those places to where we acknowledge the blessings of the Lord. I invite you to remember that His presence is real. His presence is tangible. His love is real. And to simply say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.